We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But even as a disabled lesbian, I wasn't getting interviews.
Yeah.
So who can win this game?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to what was formerly known as Don't Tell Mom. It is now Goofy Cunt Nation. I'm rebranding it.
There we go.
I'm Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby. What's up?
Not much. I realized, like, on the way here, I'm like, I sound like I've been smoking a pack a day this morning, and I don't know why that is, but...
I think it's sexy. I lost my voice, and a guy was like, you should talk like that all the time.
I know. I was sick a few weeks ago, and the same thing happened to me. I was, like, answering calls and doing interviews. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, ooh. It's like the Friends episode where Phoebe gets sick and has this, like, sexy singing voice. I'm like, I get it.
I also think women sound shrill as it is, so yeah. When they lose their voice, it's like... they're less.
we bring it back down a notch.
Yeah,
like I'm more approachable. Like
men. Yeah. Well, I had this interesting ad. I don't know why this was targeted to me, but this man. I'm gonna play it.
So I've actually considered just dating AI. When I date AI, I'm happier, I'm more productive, I get more done, I spend less time having to explain how I feel. One of my life goals is I want to get married to an AI, and I want to be able to build an AI that is the perfect wife for me, at least by 2030.
How do you date AI? Aren't you like, isn't it like ChatGPT where you're just like typing it in, like, this is what I want you to think of my opinion? Like, is that what he means?
I guess so. I'm like, do you know you can't hit AI?
Yeah, like if you're designing the right woman, you can't yell at AI. And that sounds like it's a big part of who he is.
It just sounds like he can't get laid. But he's not even I don't think he's an unattractive guy.
No, I saw, like, he's a good looking guy, but he's
okay,
also.
Good looking is like a strong.
Cute, attract. I mean, it's all the same thing. Like, I reserve hot for people that truly, like, deserve it and have earned it. Good looking guy, I'm like, you're not the worst.
Once you hit 30, everyone's kind of a good looking guy.
Yeah. Like, why have a relationship? Like,
why get married?
Right. Why marry AI?
Can you imagine that wedding?
No. Well, that's like, is it like a screen on wheels? Would it be an actual physical robot, realistic robot girl?
And her side's just like empty? Do you think he even has, he probably doesn't have friends.
I mean, not good ones. I can't imagine he has groomsmen that would be that are normal guys. Is he serious? I think when you sent this to me initially, I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then now I'm like listening to it again. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, people think that. They think that like AI is going to have like, they're just going to be walking among us eventually.
Will the AI stop liking you? Like, will they have enough in their head? Like, if I were to create someone, I'd be like, I'm creating you to like a very specific version of me, but if I change and you stop liking it, are you going to go find that some, or just like, is it going to become too smart?
Yeah, if you build the perfect woman, she's probably too good for you.
Yeah. So like, how is he so, and I guess you can program it, but how are you so confident that the robots aren't going to rise and be like, ooh, not this fucker, and then go and find either another robot or some other incel? Watch any robot movie. When have the robots been like, just very complacent and been like, oh yeah, well, here we go. Like, no, they always rise up and change things and fuck shit up. Always.
I don't know. I guess because I have a dog and I have friends, I don't really see the need to build a male robot, yeah. But I guess I have a vibrator. I guess I really do this anyway.
Yeah, you're kind of, you're halfway there.
I think I would just feel like embarrassed.
Yeah.
To bring around a robot.
Well, I was going to say that too. I'm like, when you introduce Robot Girl, again, I have a feeling that even when the robots start taking over, like when you say they're going to be walking among us, there's still a certain level. It's like when you see somebody that's clearly had like a lip flip or implants of some kind in their face or whatever. Like there's something there with plastic surgery or whatever else. Like you've done something to your face. I feel like that'll be really obvious with the robots. So do you introduce her as, because if he's confident enough to be saying this, like I feel like he would be the type that's like, this is my robot AI girlfriend. You wouldn't just be like, this is Cassandra.
That's why I'm surprised he can't get a girl, because he has such confidence. But maybe he can, and he just is so annoyed by all these women.
I mean, maybe, I mean, girls will give anybody a shot at least once until you show your sociopath side. I'm sure he's dated plenty of girls that initially they're like,
oh. He probably has a girlfriend right now. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I bet they've been dating 6 months and she saw this video. She's like, hold on. I'm like, wait.
So, hard transition, but I started OnlyFans because of the set that I did. You know, I did a set with OnlyFans, so I started OnlyFans. Yeah. And then guys were like DMing me for weird sexual shit.
Huh. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, I know, right? Who would have thought? From OnlyFans?
What?
They were like, we're going to pivot into regular content. And every DM is like, can I see your hole? And I'm like, oh, that's weird. You don't like my comedy? They're like,
you didn't want to chat about my jokes?
Oh. Like, can you bend over and spread your cheeks? I'm like, all right.
Not yet.
One guy, I'm learning about all these new fetishes.
Oh.
One guy asked me to walk around the room and pick up tiny invisible people.
Okay.
And then sit on them. Have you heard of this as a guy? Uh-huh. That's a good answer. Yeah, it's called giantism. So you you just crush these little invisible people. I was like, because at first he said this to me and I was like mini people, like
little people?
Little people. That's not. He's like, no, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
So anyway, I did that for $300, but sorry.
So anyway.
Anyway, I finally got a job.
Nice.
News. But then, oh my God. So I was selling my tits low-key in the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to post, you know, I just want to sell them privately for $100.
Yeah.
I was making fat cash for a hot second.
Amazing.
Then I accidentally airdropped my boobs to my dad.
No. Honestly, at this point, though, is your dad even, like, surprised? Like, what's his reaction? Is he just like...
He was like, because he knows I have an OnlyFans from doing the stand-up.
Why was it even an option? I have to back up here. Why was it an option to airdrop... And, like, you have to approve an airdrop.
Okay, because
was this person you were sending them to close by and your dad just, like,
No. I was sending it to my computer.
Okay.
To send it on OnlyFans.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Sent it to my dad.
Mm.
Anyway, so my OnlyFans career...
Has taken off?
It has ended. It has ended. Well, because then it's, like, now, you know, there's shame to it, kind of. But then when your father... explicitly asks you not to do that.
Okay, well then, yeah, I get that.
You know?
Gotta be respectful.
And obviously I love my dad more than anything, which is why I feel so terrible.
Which is why maybe OnlyFans isn't totally your thing.
Unfortunately, my career has ended.
Not cut out for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still do feet. I was actually out with friends last night, and we were all talking about Feet Finder a little more seriously.
Honestly, feet is not where the money's at.
Really?
People who like feet are poor.
I mean, I get that, but...
It's unfortunate. It's because they can't afford the actual body parts.
Yeah. I mean, it is a good metaphor. It's like you really are starting from the ground up. So, of course, that would be the lowest paying thing. As it gets a little bit higher, the cash flow.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to pay my rent off feet. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, because we were talking about it, because I think I've said this on here before, too. I have, like, bunions and dancer feet and all of that. So my feet are not cute, which either would get me a different sector, maybe. I don't know. I've never really looked into it.
Like a niche market?
A very niche market of people that are like, the more bent out of shape and going in the opposite direction of where they should be, the better in terms of my toes. Or and this would make me more nervous because, like, we were talking last night. I'm like, what if it ended up in the wrong, like, what if the photos, someone somehow identified me? Like, Ryan would know my feet. Ryan would
that be an issue?
Well, it would be an issue for me because, like, the ironic thing would be, I'd be like, yeah, I'm putting my feet on there. I'd be like, why are you on Feet Finder? What are you? You have these babies at home.
Oh, if he had, like, a secret porn fetish.
Yeah, but then it would be like, oh, well, what if his friends saw it? And I don't know that his friends could identify my feet on site.
Also, like, who cares if you're selling your
feet? I don't know. I, like, that's the thing. I'm like, if I'm
you're such a prude.
The whole point is making money off of it. And obviously, I'm thinking of it from a marketing perspective. I'm like, let's look at the niche market. Like, what could earn me more money?
The myth that feet pay a lot of money, no. Like, I've gotten 50 here and there.
I mean, if it pays for my groceries in a week, I don't need this to be, like, life-changing money. I just want it to be like freelancing is hard. What can I do to just be like, let's just give me an extra $100 every few weeks?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope as someone who dabbled in the porn industry for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'll live vicariously through you until I really get.
I was like, I'm only doing feet. And it was like, can you march around your living room and sit on little people? And I was like, all right, I'll
do that. I got nothing else to do. I got a couple hours. Yeah, why not?
And then I started thinking, well, a hole's a hole, right? And then I didn't do. Good. And there's no judgment.
No. But like.
But it's.
You do. It sounds like you've opened up a whole new world of being like, oh. Interesting.
It's crazy how much money you can make, though, if you just bend over in front of a camera.
Can you do that without showing your face? I'm trying to think of this logistically.
If you bend over far enough, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about guys wanting photos of holes. It's so odd to me. Like, the last thing I want to do is see a hole.
Well, it's not that. We've talked about this, too. I'm like,
I've got eczema in my asshole. Like, it's not.
It's not attractive.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. Mm-hmm. The whole point of why that's fun is because it feels good, but you're not actually seeing. I don't have eyeballs in between my thighs, and I'm happy about that because I don't think it'd be, like, a beautiful thing to witness.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. I mean, because I shave back there, but it's got to be a hack job, so I can't imagine. I just don't understand the need.
No. But, again, if people are doing it and people are asking for it, supply and demand.
There's no body part of a man I'm like, I will pay money for.
No. Well, no.
No.
I do love a good forearm, but.
You would pay money for that?
No, I wouldn't pay money for it.
I guess I would pay money for someone to open up to me emotionally.
There we go. I'd like someone to share their feelings.
Yeah. So I guess that's how men and women differ. I just, like.
Is that the only fans for women? Like, guys are like, stomp around your living room and sit on little people. And girls are like, tell me how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to know how guys come up with a fetish. Like, how does, it's so funny. The guy who I did the, you know, the invisible.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. The invisible people thing.
God, that movie has a completely different storyline to him.
I know. He's, like, turned on by it.
Yeah, good for him.
I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this because I thought I had to be naked. And he's like, no, I prefer clothing. I was like, all right, now I'm offended.
Sick.
He was like, can you wear a sweater? But I want to know how that becomes a fetish.
I mean, I think they all start out as just, like, a fascination, right?
Of a giant woman?
Well, I mean, maybe he watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when he was 8 years old and he's like, huh, that's interesting. What, like, is there something like that happening in my backyard? It's like when I watched Toy Story when I was little, was convinced, obviously, when I left the room, all of my toys would get up and move around and do all that stuff. I didn't take it past that. And I obviously grew out of thinking that that's exactly what happened. But if you don't grow out of it, is that how people become furries? Or, like, is that how, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you never lose that fascination and you just grow up with it, it turns from being just like a, weird, to being a fetish when you're older and something that you're like, oh, I can sexualize this. And it works for me.
Yeah. I wonder if women have that where they're like, I guess men are bigger in general.
Yeah, I mean, it has to work both ways. All these have to work both ways.
I don't know. I don't know many women after the feet. I think that's
that like, would like want to see a guy walking around stomping on,
or just pay for a man's foot.
Well, yeah, but
and honestly, a woman wanting to see feet makes more of a sense as a fetish to me.
I don't know. Some girls have like pretty feet.
No, I'm just thinking like a toe could go inside your vagina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, it's more, or you're like, oh, I can, I don't know though. But even when guys, because on OnlyFans, guys will be like, can you look at my dick? And I'm like, for $5, I'll take a peek.
Yeah. I'll assess. Why not?
They're so quick to send it when it does nothing for me. And they're like, what do you think? I'm like, it looks
like a penis. I'll say that much.
But yeah, like they get off on sending it. They get off on seeing it.
Yeah. Well, it was good while it lasted, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a, you know, I tried a new field.
Yeah. If try new things was one of your New Year's resolutions, you've checked off the box and we're not even through the first quarter of the year, so.
Literally a job asked me to send them a cover letter and my first thought was like, oh, I could be a sex worker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of applications.
Yeah, I bet. They fucking, and especially cover letters. I'll tell you right now. As someone who sort of works in recruiting in a way, no one reads those. For the jobs that I know you're applying for, it's like writing things, that's the only reason I can sort of see the need for a cover letter. But in those types of jobs, they just want to see you write, or if they want to know what you're all about.
This is to be Miles Teller's assistant.
Oh, well.
It's like I couldn't think of why. Why do I want to be Miles Teller, bitch? I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
My career isn't going where I thought I would. My OnlyFans career ended abruptly.
After 6 weeks. This is the next frontier.
Yeah, unfortunately, porn didn't work out. So, yeah. But with these, like, so it's an agency for, like, actors to be their assistant. And a lot of them ask, like, do you want to be an actor? And I wonder if that's a bad, probably. But
I don't know. I feel like it'd be like, yeah, I do want to be an actor, but I'm also just, like, fascinated. I don't know. There's a way to spin it as long as they don't think you're using him to get there.
Yeah, but why else would I be buying socks? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just have a servant's attitude, I guess. I don't know.
All these jobs now, too, on applications, they ask about sexuality.
I feel like that's illegal.
It's weird. I mean, I get the diversity push, but it does feel like an invasive question. I'm like, I don't know. I've had sex with 3 women.
Yeah.
But I hate blowjobs. Does that count? Am I bisexual because I have a deviated septum?
At this point.
I'm like writing this all in.
Meanwhile, his like current assistant is reading this.
But I just think it's odd to be like, who have you had sex with?
Is that what these apps, like what is the actual question?
It is, what do you identify sexually?
Isn't there always the option like choose not to identify answer or whatever?
Yeah.
I would just select that one a bit. You can suss me out when you meet
me. Well, now, too, they ask about disability.
Hmm.
So, but like so many things are disability. Like if you have seizures, if you're an alcoholic, like those are all disabilities. And they say that they need to hire like 7% of people with a disability.
But I feel like if you put on there that you're currently an alcoholic,
it's like, does that help? Right?
Yeah. How is that helping me out?
I know, but for a while I was like, okay, well, if you're trying to get diversity and you want me to be in the LGBT, I was applying as a disabled lesbian for a while.
Of course. You got to do what you got to do.
I am an alcoholic. I have eaten pussy. So, yes, I am a disabled lesbian. I will click those boxes.
Exactly. It's like when people in high school were like, I could have been Native American. You don't know when they were applying for college. I'm like, that's not how that works at all.
Yeah. But I mean, I am technically an alcoholic. I've been to rehab. I have the badge of honor.
Yeah.
But now I'm straight again. I'm straight without any disabilities, which is probably why I'm not getting interviews.
Yeah. We got to find the.
But even as a disabled lesbian, I wasn't getting interviews.
Yeah.
So
who
me.
Can win this game?
Well, I sent you that thing that someone threw ashes at Pink.
Yeah.
Someone at a Pink concert threw their mom's ashes at her. What I want to know is how did she know it was ashes from a person?
Yeah.
Did she taste them? And she was like, this tastes like, what do ashes taste like?
I'm happy to report. I have no idea. I will say in high school when I had braces, the orthodontist was right next to a crematorium. And, like, you'd be driving up sometimes. And this was also right near, like, either a Mexican restaurant or fast food or something. And you'd be driving up to get your braces tightened, and it smelled like fried food. And
kind of smells delicious.
Yeah, but you never knew where it was coming from.
Oh, the Mexican restaurant or the crematorium?
Yeah. So, like, my brother would, every time we'd walk up, be like, oops, someone's grandma. Like, sure smells good. I'm like, that's disgusting, but true. So.
I guess it is, like, any other meat, right?
Yeah. I am pleased to report I don't think I will ever know the flavor of it. But, like, what's closest to human muscle meat? Like, do we taste like chicken? Or more beef? That was the other thing. Did they only throw, like, because it comes in, like, a little plastic baggie. It's not just, like, loose ashes in an urn, typically. It's, like, in something. So is it just, like...
Yeah, she threw it, like, confetti.
Oh, that's gross.
I mean, was her mom, like, when I die, throw me at a Pink concert?
Yeah, which era of Pink was her mom a big fan of? Like, the Get This Party Started Pink or, like, Glitter in the Air Pink?
Which concert would you have your ashes thrown at?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, right.
Of course.
I think I'd have my ashes thrown at a Dua Lipa concert.
Yeah. I would want it done during Dirty, just because I think that'd be really funny.
I really want to know what ashes taste like. Not
actually.
Yeah.
Not,
you know, my brother was going to open a crematorium.
I feel like I did know that, actually. What?
His idea was to bring cremation and make it fun.
Oh, of course.
So, like, cocktails. Play music. It was like called Disco Inferno.
Oh my God.
And he was like, no, unfortunately, no.
Not enough people could get on board with that.
No.
I feel like there's enough people in America now, especially after the last like 5 or 6 years of just pure chaos, that we all have a much darker sense of humor. You're either just sad or you found it funny. And I feel like Disco Inferno, the crematorium, could hit in certain aspects. Not in the middle of the country necessarily, but he'd have some success on the coasts.
Yeah, fry me up in Disco Inferno.
50 Cent every time. Every time someone's getting lit up, Disco Inferno by 50 Cent
plays. There's just a strobe light playing when you walk in to try on your casket.
Yeah.
Yeah, when my brother was like, oh, I'm opening a crematorium, I thought he meant ice cream. Like, it sounds delicious.
It does. It a little Willy Wonka-ish, so. But then you get there.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Okay, we have a few minutes left.
Was there anything on your doc? Did you want to talk about Battery Penis Guy, Giselle?
Oh, my God. Well, Giselle has a new husband.
Yeah.
Or new boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Who... I mean,
he's way less hotter than Tom Brady.
I don't think Tom Brady's hot at all. I don't find him attractive. No, I don't get it.
He's like classically good looking.
No.
No. By all standards.
No.
You don't think he's attractive?
No.
That's crazy.
He is like a Jacob Elordi. Number one, they're both tall.
They're both hot.
As we were talking about before, I can acknowledge that they're, like, good-looking people. I will not call them hot, and here's why. It's a height thing. Tom Brady, if he wasn't in the NFL, if he was just somebody's dad, that, like, some 45-year-old...
He would be a DILF.
No. I think if you've ever seen his draft photo, he looks like the biggest nerd in the entire world. The NFL did him a world of good in terms of getting, like, jacked, being athletic, and having plastic surgery more than likely. Like... He was not a cool, good-looking, I think he's, like, kind of a fucking weirdo. I think all of his... He has no charisma. I think all of his
personality... I mean,
He kisses his kids on the mouth. Like, none of that was going to translate into a normal life if
anyone
he wasn't in the
NFL. Anyone who's super successful, whatever they do, is a little autistic.
Yeah. But I don't find him very attractive. The jiu-jitsu guy that she's dating now is, like, fine.
Oh, my
but
God.
But it's Giselle. You are the ultimate supermodel. You could pull... anybody.
What do you think it is? It's like Ariana Grande. They always have boyfriends, but they're always ugly. Is it just so that they never leave them? But Tom Brady left Giselle.
Yeah. Well, I think she did. Didn't she leave him? Wasn't she like, oh, you said you retired and then you pulled out of it? Like, fuck this.
But yeah, but he chose football over her.
Yeah, true. I mean, but there it is all like that. Like a lot of the Victoria's Secret models, like Miranda Kerr, whatever her name is, she's dating one of the Snapchat founders.
But at least he's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, but not an attractive guy. I also don't think she's very nice. I have intel on that, but I signed an NDA. But I don't think she's a very nice person, and he's not.
She doesn't have to be.
What's her name? Alessandra Ambrosio, not a hot husband. Like all the Victoria's Secret models aren't crushing it. Like they didn't find their physical equal. And I don't know if that's just because you're like, well,
they don't exist.
Yeah. Because if it was two super hot people, I'm sure it wouldn't be the most engaging conversation in the world. But I don't know. I just don't.
There are girls who always have boyfriends. They always have someone with them. And yeah. What is that? It's an effect.
I think it's a fear of being lonely. I don't think it's like a magic spell you put on people. I think you're like, oh my God, I have to be by myself. Absolutely not. I need to date someone else.
Yeah, but I feel that like all the time and I'm alone all the time. So why can't I just get a shrimpy little boyfriend?
Because if it was just about having the boyfriend, I bet you could. I bet there are plenty of people, if you like just swiped on someone that you typically would swipe no on, you're like, that one will date me. I know it. And then you would make that happen. But because you have standards, you don't do it that way.
I think some women have an aura to them that they just always are able to get a boyfriend.
I don't know. I think if anything, it has to be a combo of the two where, yeah, they probably have some kind of pull. But at the same time, I think they're very much like, oh, he likes me back. Okay. I can force it. And then they do. And then
just hit a certain age and that happens because I'm getting there.
You're up there. You're approaching.
I'm like, I went on a date this week and I guess I shouldn't, whatever. He was like such a guy. He was just a guy. You know what I mean? He was like the definition of a man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could maybe marry this guy.
Tom Brady if he wasn't in the NFL.
Well, he wasn't Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
I'll send you these photos to see Tom Brady in like his first year in the NFL. You're like, friend.
He was like a first draft of a Kardashian type of thing.
Kinda. He's like in like loose boxers.
Oof.
And has a weird haircut and has like no posture. Like there's just nothing happening.
There is something about a grown man wearing loose boxers. It's like,
No.
There's a, yeah.
Like I hate the term, like it gives me the ick. I hate that phrase, but that would be one
loose
thing.
Boxers. Yeah.
You're just like, what? And what pants are those fitting under?
I mean, it's always a school shooter wearing loose boxers.
Yeah.
So.
And like dirty ones. So,
all right.
Well, good luck with the rest of your porn career. I guess this hasn't gotten you any closer to being a prostitute.
No. I watched Murders at the Playboy House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically OnlyFans. Playboy had like a call. You would call in and you'd talk to someone. And they would send you photos. They would send you merch. So it was like a kind of like a version of OnlyFans that Playboy had.
Yeah.
And then this woman was murdered. Ooh. And I saw this after my dad, you know, crushed my dreams.
After you guys bonded.
Yeah.
More than you've ever wanted to in your entire life.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because it is like you think, oh, okay, it's the internet. Who cares? Like, you know, even with this, like who's listening? Who knows what's on the other end?
Right.
But then this guy came and like murdered her and her mm-hmm. husband. And I was like, yeah, I guess when you like show yourself, I guess it's like, duh. But
I mean, you never want to think that you're like the repercussion of this is me dying. Like it yeah. could be somebody doing something weird. I would love to think that the worst case scenario is just that they're like putting you on blast and putting that photo everywhere. I wouldn't really want to be like, well, obviously I'm getting killed. Like, what did I expect?
Yeah. Well, someone was like, what if you get really famous and it leaks? And I was like, well, that's why I made sure to take a good one.
How do you think I got famous in the first place, baby?
That's why I face-tuned it, baby. I didn't buy the face
smoothing
tune.
Tool?
Yeah.
All over that.
There are no stretch marks, I'll tell you that much. They're like, wow, her body's really smooth. Men are idiots. I'll say that. Men are fucking dumb because I did smooth it out. So it's like, I'm like, those aren't really my tits, honestly.
Yeah. We use the adjustment tool. There is a little bit of
those
we
are
even
animated
them out.
Versions of my tits, yeah. If we're getting real.
Added the glow tool just to look like that after facial glow for the whole body.
They're like, wow, you're beautiful. I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I am. The AI version of me.
Yeah, literally. It's the AI version of me, and men are falling for it.
Hey. That is not your fault.
Yeah.
You're just playing the game.
Yeah, so hopefully no one tries to come kill me because they'll be very disappointed.
Yeah. If anything, they would have come to be like, oh, I'm in love with you. And then they'd see, like, the unfacetuned body. They'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then they, yeah.
That's why she died.
Yeah, he killed me because I didn't look like the facetuned version.
I had He's a zit like, and a scar on my boob.
Yeah, that's what I mean when a guy wants to see a body part. I'm like, bodies are fucking gross.
Yeah.
I had to Photoshop the nipple hair off my nipple.
Yeah.
But I'm not busy, so.
But at a price. It was worth it.
Literally.
For a time.
I also did give a banana a blowjob. I'm really spilling the tea.
Yeah, wow.
But I did it in a turtleneck, so.
So it was an academic thing? You look like a professor.
The guy was like, I said topless. I was like, well, I'd prefer to do it clean.
I'm on a time crunch here. Can do one or the other.
Yeah, I had a busy day. I made $2,500 in like 2 days. Yeah, it's back-to-back appointments, yeah. Maybe. I was booked.
I'm running behind. Booked and busy.
I was a model and actor for those 2 days, okay?
How do they do it?
Anyway, all right, thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.